WAPD Mobile.
KADGW Harbor Springs.
KE8RKX.
KC8MXG listening. KC8MXG listening. N8WRO from KE8WUO. N8WRO. Go ahead, John. You over here, statewide one?
Yes, sir. KE8WUO. How you doing today? I wanted to touch base on your laptop because I know we never really got that going and we haven't met tonight and thought maybe you'd want to follow along on the log and I could probably walk you through doing with a phone or on Discord if you want.
Yeah, no drastic hurry on it unless you just have time. Who's going to be doing the net? Is Dean working tonight?
Yeah, Dean is working tonight. I'll run it past Dave to see if he wants to, but I have a feeling it'll be me. But it doesn't matter to me. I think I have a pretty good topic today. I actually kind of took a bit of time to put it together, and I think I've kind of tested it, and I think it'll work. But either Dave or myself, or if you want to, you know. But Dean definitely can't.
All right, copy the last. I was curious myself. Dave is working today. He's on duty, so he gets off at 6. So I guess perhaps yourself?
Copy that, yeah. I anticipate, you know, doing it myself. I kind of planned on it, but if anyone else wanted to jump in, I wouldn't object. But as far as the laptop goes, yeah, if you just let me know if you want to jump onto Discord, I'm pretty sure I can walk you through. I mean, you've kind of mostly already done the hard part on the one computer of getting all the SharePoints, so it's not too hard. It'll only take you, I mean, you basically just got to download the apps and then sign in, and then pretty much everything starts working. We'll get the add-in working. I'll give you the credentials for that, and should be pretty smooth.
All right. I didn't even think about that, but that sounds like a good idea. I'm kind of finishing up the minutes from the meeting on Monday. Let me get finished with that, and then I'll open up the laptop and start working on it. Well, the point being is that if I get that done, then I will be able to get the real net log instead of the older one, correct?
Yes, sir. That would get you in like Flynn. You would be able to follow along live, and you could help log live. You can throw in comments live, you know, all that fun stuff. So, yep, that would be great to have you.
Valid point. I will work on that this afternoon. Appreciate the idea there. Cut you loose for now. In the backyard, how's my signal? Just got an HD down to Mount Clemens. N8WRO.
Sound great to me. I couldn't really tell. All right, well, I will be, you can reach me on Hoyt or shoot me a message on Discord, and I'll jump on a command chat or something and get that all figured out. So probably would be the most helpful if you did the Discord from that app, so that if I copy email to you too. So whichever works. But I will let you go. Let me know if you need anything. KE8WUO.
Yeah, understood your last. A little crunchy on the last, but I got 95%. I will advise. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll be clear as well. Thanks, John.
Hey, BCW. Hey, BCW, TID.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you today?
K-A-B-C-W, K-I-A.
K-A-I-A, K-E, K-8-B-C-W, go ahead.
Did you call me, B-C-W? Yeah, how about now? Is coming through okay? I'll kick up my power to my hotspot.
Yeah, there we go. Now I'm reading you great. Must be the trick.
Now, this particular hotspot has no antennas on it. It has those little ceramic chips. It's a very short-range one, so I was just trying it out. Just built it not too long, so give it a whirl. Name here is Rod, and I'm in Howell, Michigan.
All right, Rod. Name here is Bentley. I'm in Harbor Springs. Sounds like that power setting that you just changed to is the one that hotspot needs. You're coming in loud and clear.
Yeah, I figured that's probably what the problem was. Even though it's relatively close, it doesn't have the little external antennas on it, like the normal hotspot, little ceramic chips in it, which are antennas, which really very, very short range. But that's what I wanted, so I built it like that. And very good. You guys get rid of all your snow up there yet?
No, not even close. We've got banks on the sides of the road that are several feet high, and only the open fields are getting enough sun to start melting out. So we got quite a ways to go. We haven't had the warm temperatures like you guys have had downstate. So, when it's only 33 or 34 degrees, the snow doesn't melt very fast.
Yeah, well, I can understand that. So, well, this should be gone by July.
Yeah, we hope so. I want to ride my bike down to the 4th of July parade for the 250th this year.
Yeah, I always kid about that, especially with the people up in Marquette and stuff like that. Although I have seen snow up in Marquette in early July, just an overnight. It melted the next day, but I have seen it happen.
Yeah, anything goes on the shores of Lake Superior. That's no joke up there. And as hard as we got hit a few weeks ago with about 3 feet that fell in about 48 hours, they got nailed a little bit harder than we did up in Marquette. So, they're a little bit more used to it.
I hear you. Well, I was trying something new on my 890 here today. I'm monitoring 10 talk groups at one time, and when one of them comes up active, it's got a neat feature. You just press the star key on the radio, and it locks it to that talk group. And I wanted to see if it worked, and it worked obviously fine because we're on 31261. You key up on 31261. I press the star key, and I connected to it.
Well, that's pretty cool. I'm only hitting that talk group because I'm on a hotspot as well. Does that also work on talk group 51? Or is that another one of the talk groups that you have to monitor in order for that to come across through the repeater network?
No, I'm not using 51 at all. I haven't plugged it in there. I'm strictly on the Brandmeister backbone. What I do is I've programmed in 10 talk groups as permanent talk groups, in other words, fixed talk groups in my hotspot. And you can do that. You can have either dynamic or static, and I have 10 static. And so any one of those talk groups that comes up, and I have my radio in the promiscuous mode or time slot one, I monitor, all the time slots on it, or all the talk groups on that time slot. And if anyone comes up, then I just press the star key and locks it to it.
Yeah, so you're not going to catch all of the traffic on the MI5 network if you didn't already realize that. 31261, like you mentioned, is the Brandmeister talk group that you can use with a hotspot to access that network. But if you're accessing the network through a repeater tower on UHF, that's locked into talk group 51. So unless you're able to somehow monitor talk group 51, you won't catch the traffic from users that are hitting the repeater tower with a UHF signal, just so you know.
I do know. And I have a separate DMR radio that's connected to talk group 51 to a repeater down in Fenton. So I actually monitor way more than just what I told you. So I monitor quite a bit more than that.
and I am totally familiar with that cockpit fit and lung.
All right, perfect. Well, sounds like your experiment worked. That's a nice feature on that radio. Very cool.
In fact, what I have is I have a cockpit 93 and 3100, and then a few of the Michigan ones in there, and any one of them happens to want to lock to it. I just hit the star key, and then it fixes it to that particular talk group until when I'm done. So all I do is rotate my channel selector, click either way, and then I hit it back, and it puts me back on whatever talk group I have that programmed at. Puts it back on that one.
Yeah, pretty neat feature if your goal is to monitor multiple talk groups. That's pretty cool. Geez, if you got 3100 programmed in there, I don't know how you'd have a chance to hear anything else. That's always got traffic on it, it seems like.
Yeah, it's quite active. Well, in fact, that particular one I have on time slot 1, and I'm on time slot 2, and I'm using a duplex hotspot. So, in fact, I'm watching traffic on 3100 as you and I are talking right on my dashboard.
Yeah, that one can be hard to get away from if you end up getting stuck on it.
Yeah, and then I also have another hotspot on NXDN because this radio does NXDN too, and I've been playing with that and having some fun too.
Yeah, I haven't looked at NXDN, but I'm an ICOM guy, and I've got D-Star set up on my HT and my base station and my mobile setup, but haven't found it particularly useful. I don't know enough people that are on DMR, that are on D-Star, so... it's just kind of an extra for me at this point.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, I've got D-Star, Fusion, DMR, and NXDN. And I play with them all. I don't use D-Star much. I'm not a big fan of D-Star, only because of the voice has a tendency to pierce my ears a little bit. I have a high-frequency hearing loss, and due to the fact that it kind of pinches off the audio, I kind of avoid it, although I do talk on it occasionally, but not as often as I do the others. Did I lose you, Bentley? Nothing hurt. This is KIA Monitoring.
Hey, BCW, Rod, you still out there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I do. I didn't hear you there for a bit. I don't know if you dropped off or what happened.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened either because I was offering you a great treatise on how I thought DMR was a lot more consistent in its connections and audio quality, and there we go. DMR, for whatever reason, it got dropped.
Well, there's a lot of loops in there. We've got Wi-Fi sometimes connecting hotspots, and we got maybe a cellular connection or we're going through another network. There's lots of places where it can break.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's a cool tool, and it's something else that to play with, and, you know, it's got some other capabilities, so I've been happy to experiment with it.
Yeah, same here. Well, I got to run. I got to make a phone call, and I just realized it's too past right now. But nice yakking with you. I'd love to talk to you more sometime. So you have fun, and maybe we'll catch you again down the road there. So KBCW-KIA, 7-3, Bentley. Have a great day.
Yep, nice to meet you, Ron. Have a great day, and enjoy your tinkering. K8 BCW.
Hey, BCW. KC8 MXT calling.
K8 BCW. Hello, Paul. How's it going?
I'm going to say thanks for the conversation for a big part of the trip up north. I lost you once I crossed the bridge and tried to take the long route going all the way up to Sault Ste. Marie, but I couldn't raise anything out of the Sault Ste. Marie antenna, the repeater up there. So I gave up. On the way back Monday, got pretty crazy for a while with the weather and everything, and the bridge was iced over, so that was a 2.5-3 hour wait. But on the way back, I couldn't raise anybody on the whole trip. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was monitoring the MI5 last week and this week, and it was a ghost town. I think a lot of folks were on spring break, out of town, and whatnot, so there wasn't a whole lot of conversations to be had. So you might have been just transmitting out to open air, and nobody was around to answer you.
At any rate, for the conversation, when I went up there, it made for a faster trip, frankly. Appreciate it all, and maybe we'll do it again sometime on my next trip in a week or so. AC8MXG, clear.
Hey, Paul, I was curious, did you have any luck hitting that repeater at the university there in Houghton and dialing in the talk group 361 to connect up with the network, or did you not have a chance to try that while you were up there?
I have to get to it from the house, and it's just too far away to to get with the antenna that I had, which is inside the house. When I went into town, I tried to raise it a couple of times, and I could hear that I was hitting the hitting it on analog, but not on DMR. They did show that they're linked, but I don't think they are. They change it almost weekly depending on the mood they're in. SUK, BCW, so this is KC8MXG, clear.
KC8BCW, good talking to you, Paul. Have a great day.
DIC. What's going on, KE8RUH?
KF8DRC, KF8DRC from KF8S. KF8S, this is W8EAP. Ollie, we'll try again. W8EAP, W8EAP from KF8S.
All right, worked that time. I don't know what happened there, but you're in there just fine now.
Yeah, I think you and I tried to call each other at the same time. I think that's what happened. Because when I unkeyed, I heard the end of your call sign the first time.
Roger. Well, I'm going to talk to Jack and see what's going on with his stuff. I have no idea what he did. It's a fat finger something, I don't know. But catch you on the other one, W8EAP.
Yeah, you can see the log on that site. And shows him keying up 91 instead of 51. Yeah. All right, talk to you later. KF8S.
KF8DRC.
There you are.
Was not working about a half hour ago.
Interesting. Well, I did notice your signal strength was pretty low earlier today. But, I don't know, you're fine now.
Well, at least it's working. But I like to, I don't know how you put that frequency on this digital.
Yeah, you have to program it. You can't program it from the front. You got to use the computer. Any changes you make, you got to use the computer.
I never made no changes anyhow. They're all there just if I keep putting on this 9600. That's what I need to do. But okay, no problem. We'll wait till Eric feels good, 100%, I hope, very soon.
Yeah. Well, just so you know, most repeaters, they block that 91. You're not going to be able to do 91. They don't want, because if they did that, their repeater would never shut up and it would blow up, you know, too much heat and all that stuff. So they don't want that. They don't want channel 91. So they usually block it. And over here, it's not connected to Brandmeister except for the statewide one and the statewide two. Those are on Brandmeister, but it's not a Brandmeister repeater. It's a MI5 repeater. So they only have those four talk groups, and most people just use 51. So just so you know, you shouldn't have to touch your radio at all. Just statewide one, don't do anything else.
On this 9600, that's all that I have is SW1, statewide one, that's all I have.
Okay, you're good to go then. But yeah, if you really want to listen, to worldwide 91, you can you can use a web browser on your computer. I can give you the I'll give you the link. I don't have my phone with me. I'm without a phone. Can you believe that? Scary. So anyways, I'll talk to you later, Jack. I don't want to tie this up too much. KF8S, I'll listen out.
Well, if you need anything, I'll be standing here. KF8DRC.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
W8DOD monitoring.
KF8DIC.
W8DOD monitoring.
D8RUH.
N8DBF testing.
D8RUH, what's going on, Dakota?
Testing out the 5550E in the bag here. You're my first contact on it. I got it programmed up, put the battery on it, but realized it was dead. So I had to charge it up and got it up.
Oh, well, it sounds good. Are you able to get into a repeater, or are you on a node?
I'm just on my hotspot. I've got my signal stick hooked up to the BNC, so I don't know if I love or hate this setup. I don't know what the SWR is.
Cool. Well, it sounds good. I'll have to, in the next few weeks, I'll have to get that 4550 back from you. Like I said, I'll get my node frequencies over to you and just throw a code plug in there and be good to go.
Yeah, it's easy copy-paste, then I can change your node. So, excuse me. We'll get you out of here soon. I'll wait for that other 7550 to come in, and then get you all of it at once.
That'll be cool. It'll be a couple weeks. I'm out of town Thursday, Friday through Monday next week, so probably the week after, or if we can do a lunchtime meetup at some point, but I'm in no rush. I'm not taking anything like that with me on my trip.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Maybe this time we can actually grab lunch.
Yeah. You'll like this. I'm going next Wednesday night. I'm flying out to Colorado to ski a couple days, and I just booked a fly fishing guide trip on the Colorado River for next Friday.
Good deal, man. You're living your best life.
I am trying.
Yeah, I took today and tomorrow off just to recoup here, so I'm jealous that you're going fishing.
I figured, I didn't hear from you this morning. I figured you must have been out of the office. I know you had been talking about it.
Yeah, I heard you guys. I was going to jump in, but Sean was talking to Paul. I don't recognize that call, but I didn't want to jump in and interrupt, and I heard you clearing out, so I should be on tomorrow, though. I don't know. You won't be. You work from home on Fridays, yeah?
But if I will be working from home, but if I get up early enough, I'll turn the radio on.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. I'll be around.
All right, cool. I actually may reach out to you tomorrow and try to figure out how to do the simplex frequency, not simplex, the setup with the hotspot and DMR that I can direct dial people. I don't have that figured out on my open spot yet.
For sure, hit me up. That's easy peasy, especially if you're doing it on any phone.
Yep, I am. So, all right, cool. Well, I'll catch up with you later. Radio sounding really good. Have a good night. KE8RU8.
All right, man. Sounds good. I'll catch you later. NADBF.
Look at you guys playing DMR.
I was just testing out the radio, making sure it's working like it's supposed to. I'm not on it anymore, though, because I didn't like the whole concept of a signal stick. I'm sure that SWR was atrocious.
Yep. All right, I'll let you go. I'm just mobile. I'm in, just got out of the ditch in Rochester. I heard you guys talking, but, ditch doesn't work in Rochester. So, talk to you guys later. KFAS mobile.
Sounds good, man. I'll catch you later. Probably tomorrow. And ATBF.